Hello and welcome back to the Rope Access and Climbing Podcast. I'm your host, Mikey Stevenson, and today I'm going to be talking to you about when you should upgrade to your level 2. If this is your first time here, please make sure to subscribe and follow us wherever you get your podcasts. So stay tuned. Step into your harness and get ready for a podcast about the vertical world. Thank you everyone for tuning into today's episode. Today I want to talk to you about something that I think is important. However, probably the vast majority of technicians, level threes out there, would highly disagree with what I have to say here. However, if you listen to the end of this episode, you'll probably understand where I'm coming from. So, let's dive in. All right, so I get this question from a lot of people about when is it best to upgrade from your level 1 to 2? Now, obviously, if you're in the Sprat system, you have 500 hours and 6 months. And if you're in the Errata system, it's 1,000 hours and 12 months before you're eligible to upgrade to your next level. That's great, okay? Experience outweighs everything else at the end of the day in our industry. Now, I personally believe that every technician should upgrade to level 2 as soon as possible. And there's a couple different reasons for that. Now, when it comes to technicians out in the field, you know, depending on what your work experience is, you may not feel that you're ready for it. A lot of other technicians out there, level 2s and 3s, will intimidate you to not go for your level 2 and you should stay a level 1 for the full 3 years. There's a lot of rumors around, oh, it's the hardest course, it's too difficult, you're not ready for it. And I want to remove that thought from your mind if you're thinking about it. Yes, there's a lot of information to take in on your level 2 course. You're learning about rigging principles. You're learning a lot more about rigging. You're spending the majority of the time rigging, and probably 80% or more people fail on rigging. So before you go to your level 2 course, I highly recommend, yes, practice rigging. But then you dive into the rescue scenarios, and yes, there's a lot of information to take in when it comes to your rescue scenarios. But what you really have to understand is there's really only 3 rescues. You have your ascent rescue, you have a rope-to-rope transfer with a casualty, and then you have some sort of an aid climb scenario rescue that you have to execute. The rest of it comes down to being able to understand rigging and principles, angles, and theory. Now, why I think as a technician, and not just as a level 3 technician, but as a rope access instructor, why you should go for your level 2 is because out on the job site, you are a more functional, practical individual. You have those rigging principles. You have that ability to do more sophisticated rescues. You have a little bit more ability to be an independent technician out there. As a level 1, you have basic skills to get from point A to point B. You have the basic understanding of a rescue. You have an awareness, if you will, of hauling and lowering. All skills that are very, very important to the level 3 technicians out there, the supervisors out there. If they could take a level 2 and basically, hey, I want you to go rig this job up. I need you to, you know, stand by and watch this level 1. That's great. Then you are a more functional, helpful individual in the crew. But just to go out there and say, oh no, you have to stay a level 1 is absolute ludicrous in my opinion. I know that it's kind of one of those situations where, you know, You may not feel ready for it, but at the end of the day, when you go into training, as long as you're focused and you want to be there, getting through your level 2 course, it's going to be physically demanding, but you can definitely do it. All right. So anyways, like I said, I wanted to kind of put this out there. I know that this is something that a majority of level 3s will completely disagree with. And if you are one of those individuals, please let me know in the comments, message me, and let me know what you believe and why. Yeah, let me know in the comments, let me know what you think. And if you are that level 1 that's kind of on that fence of going for your level 2, absolutely go do it, okay? Now, if you haven't already, please make sure to hit the like button if you're watching this on YouTube. Subscribe in the bottom right-hand corner. Hit the bell for notifications as I put out new content every Sunday. And do not forget to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time.